Good morning. The cool front that brought a round of rain to our area yesterday and even some snow and sleet on the tail end late last evening and overnight continues to track to the east through New England and off the eastern seaboard. While we still have some spotty areas of some light snow showers and rain showers this morning, particularly in New England, the trend will be toward drying things out. Temperatures behind the front are holding steady in the middle to upper 30s, even some lower 40s, and there could be just a few slick spots out there this morning where readings have dropped back down toward freezing, particularly across the Adirondacks and central and northern parts of Vermont. Otherwise, as the system continues to track to the east, we'll have a drying trend with an increase in northwest wind flow. That'll help dry things out, but it'll also cool us down. And while we will go back to sunshine, the sun will be negated by that northwest breeze and keep us in the 30s to around 40 for afternoon highs. Skies will continue to clear out later today and tonight, and with a clear sky overnight, readings will drop well down into the 20s and even teens across the higher terrain and northern parts of New York and Vermont. This will set us up for a dry day tomorrow with lots of sunshine mixing with some clouds across parts of the area, less wind than today, and seasonably cold with highs staying in the 30s. In fact, the weather pattern remains quiet for the rest of the week and even into the beginning of the weekend with a good amount of sunshine for Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Clouds will mix in from time to time, but still, temperatures will reach into the lower 40s on average. The weather pattern will take sort of a shift by the end of the weekend and early next week toward a more active regime. This will bring better storm chances our way starting on Sunday and lasting into the early part of next week. Right now, rain or snow, both possible, as high temperatures will slide back into the 30s by Sunday afternoon and continue into Monday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across parts of the central and southern Florida peninsula. Mid-level southwesterly winds at 35 to 40 knots will result in deep layer shear sufficient for storm organization, and a few supercells are possible. Damaging wind gusts appear to be the greatest threat, as veered low-level winds in the central peninsula and weak low-level winds in South Florida will tend to limit the tornado threat. A winter weather advisory is in effect for the Sierras of California tonight and tomorrow, as a cold front will bring snow and gusty winds to the region. Snow levels will be much lower than recent storms, potentially as low as 2,500 feet by tomorrow. A light dusting of snow is even possible in the upper foothills, but the heaviest snow will be across the higher terrain with 4 to 9 inches expected and over a foot possible in the highest elevations. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Diyarbakir, Turkey, at 12:20 a.m. Eastern Time yesterday. The last report of hail was at Tottori Airport in Japan at 3:16 a.m. Eastern Time this morning. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility, light snow showers and fog at 16 degrees with a northwest wind at 52 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 26 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 37 degrees, the dew point 29, 73% relative humidity, a west wind at 9 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.79 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 87 degrees at Fort Pierce and Punta Gorda, both in Florida, to a low of 24 below zero at Alamosa, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City increasing sunshine near 50, Boston increasing sun in the mid-40s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy with highs in the lower 30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 51 degrees, the low, 38. The average temperature, 45, that's 15 degrees above normal. 44 hundredths of an inch of rain yesterday, for the month, 1.16 inches, which is 11 hundredths above normal. And 34.10 inches for the year, which is 3.37 inches of precipitation below normal. There was no snowfall yesterday, for the month, 7 tenths of an inch, and 8 tenths for the year, which is 5.5 inches below normal. There were 20 heating degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, now 273, and 1,561 for the season. The average high temperature in Albany today, 37 degrees, the average low, 23. The record high, 61, set in 1952, and the record low, 8 below zero, in 1988. Sunrise this morning is at 7:16 a.m., sunset this evening, 4:21 p.m., 9 hours and 5 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Clouds giving way to increasing sunshine today, breezy and colder, with temperatures holding steady in the lower to mid-30s, even in the 20s across the mountains. Clear and cold tonight, lows in the teens. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, early morning clouds and a few showers giving way to increasing sunshine today, breezy and cooler with temperatures holding steady in the mid-40s. Clear and seasonably cold tonight in the mid-20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, clouds and a few snow showers giving way to increasing sunshine today, breezy and colder with temperatures holding steady in the lower to mid-30s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, early morning clouds and a few showers giving way to increasing sunshine today, breezy and cooler with temperatures holding steady in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Clear and seasonably cold tonight with lows in the lower 20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Clouds giving way to increasing sunshine today, breezy and colder, with temperatures holding steady in the upper 30s to around 40. Mostly clear and cold tonight, with lows in the lower 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds in the upper 30s, partly sunny Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, dry all 3 days in the lower 40s, a chance of rain or snow on Sunday and Monday, with highs back into the 30s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.